Hattie.
Hattie, slow down. You're overdoing it.
You don't think... 17. I'll do it, do you?
Hattie?
18. You way underestimate me.
Yeah, I don't doubt you're crazy enough to
19,
try.
But you won't fly me over there.
Not on your life.
20. Rayford, he killed my child.
Hattie.
He killed Bruce, and Ritz is dead because of him. Why aren't you more worked up about this?
I need some air.
Rayford!
God, what am I doing? Even Hattie has more motive than me. But I feel it now more than ever. Now, is this what you want? Is this my destiny? Is this you telling me to do this? God, I can't talk with any of them about this. They'll think I'm crazy. They'll think I'm crazy. Get to the Middle East. Put myself in the right place at the precise moment, and then I can be your weapon. An instrument of death. If it's your will, let me be the one.
Based on Assassins, the sixth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 61 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Christopher?
Yes.
The director would like to see you.
Director? Personally?
He asked that I bring you immediately.
What for?
Now, Corporal.
Corporal Christopher, Director. You wanted to see me.
Close the door.
If this is about...
You're a believer.
What? No, a believer in what?
Don't deny it. I can see it on your face.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, I have access to your computer. I know what you've been reading. I know everything.
Honestly, sir, just because I pull up a website doesn't
mean... You deny Jesus one more time, you're going to be just like Peter. You may even hear a rooster.
What? I'm not denying Jesus.
What do you call it, then?
Fearing for my life.
Then, welcome to the club.
What?
I'm a believer, too.
You? But how'd you know about me?
I didn't have to snoop. It's written all over you.
Written?
Literally. On your forehead. Look at my forehead. See the mark?
Yes. Yes.
You have one, too. I'm guessing Sion's website. Pray the prayer?
Yes, I did. Director, I...
Please. Call me David.
How long will it take to install the new computers?
We'll figure half a day to unload, reload, truck them from the airport. It'll probably take a couple of days.
No! We need it faster.
Well, it'll be costly, but you
cost could... is not an issue. I want them up and running as fast as possible.
Consider it done, sir.
Have you read this, Mr. Hasid?
The Benjuda website?
Yes, I know you are tracing it, but have you ever read the content?
Well, yes, sir, on occasion, but mostly we're focusing...
Incredible! How anyone could believe such rubbish. And yet, millions are being turned. David, I cannot overemphasize the importance of your work.
Oh, they're as good as caught, sir.
Yes. Yes, you will find them, David.
McCallum.
Mac, it works.
Ah, good. When do we fly?
As late as possible. This has to look like a mistake.
Did you get him sent to the wrong airstrip?
Yep. I told them one, paperwork's another.
Beautiful.
They'll go by what they hear. I cover my back with the paperwork.
Excellent. Fortunato's still looking over your shoulder.
Always. And Carpathia's putting a squeeze on finding the safe house.
Did he give you a time frame?
Not yet. By the way, they seem to still love you.
Yeah. Don't I know it? Listen, David, for the sake of the Trib Force, we gotta ride this train as far as we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know as well as I do that one slip and it is all over.
I finally got him to sleep. I'm sorry for all the racket.
Oh, do not apologize, my dear. Kenny is a welcomed addition.
Did you get the routing worked out?
Yeah. I've got the produce from the south coming up through Indiana tomorrow.
Sounds good.
And we set up a forwarding shipment to the East Coast early next week.
That's good. We got this thing working.
I commend you, Chloe. I am amazed at all you're able to do.
The Kenritz Memorial Underground Co-op.
And a few survivors were then plagued by stinging locusts.
How do you not become numb to
all this? World Health officials say that after being stung by a locust, it has been known that...
I am afraid things will only get worse. At the halfway point of the tribulation, things will come to a head.
That's only 4 months from now.
And then comes the Great Tribulation.
What are the odds?
Odds?
That any of us will make it to the glorious appearing.
That is in God's hands. But I believe only one-fourth of the population left after the rapture will survive to the end. And those who do might wish they had not.
Pilot wants to know if he's to put it down at the airstrip or if he's to go...
Listen, I've given the orders. Tell him to do what he's told.
Sir, the bill of lading says Palace Airstrip, but he told you told him New Babylon
no,
Airport.
No, no, no. Did you understand what I said?
You said airport, but there
Thank you. What's his ETA?
5 minutes to airport, 45 to the palace. Just so I'm clear, I'm just going to make sure to...
Man, you got everybody chasing their tails, David.
I'm just not comfortable with the best computers in front of the best techies, all looking for Sion and Buck.
What's he doing down here?
I couldn't stop him. Said he didn't want us doing all the hard work.
Sion!
Rayford, this shelter is coming along well, don't you think?
Look, I have seniority, so I'm pulling rank.
Oh, yes, sir, and my assignment.
To stay out of the way. Forget this grunt work. Your writing's more important.
I am not afraid of hard work.
Doctor, we all think we're wasting your time by letting you do this. Now, please, let us finish.
Hey, I already gave him an order. You don't have to beg.
You gentlemen are serious.
Well, finally, a moment of clarity for the scholar.
The steel doesn't make sense. I can move dirt just as well as the next person. I don't know why they don't just...
Something else, isn't he?
One of a kind.
Well, looks like we need to make a trip to the field and dump this.
I'm a little winded.
Oh, Doctor, please take a break. I'll help Ray.
Okay, thanks. I could use a little break.
Gonna have to let him cry it out.
Now, what's that mean?
What it sounds like. You know, he'll cry himself to sleep.
Oh, that sounds cruel. And besides, he'll keep everybody up.
Trust me, I've read about this. We can't pick him up every time he cries.
Come here. I do not know how you do it.
What?
Well, everything. Kenny, the co-op.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Well, no, don't get it.
Then you gotta remind me to email DC, because their shipment's gonna be late.
You're delivering already?
We have been for 3 days now. Where have you been?
Salt mine. Mm. You know, it's a good thing going on down there. Kind of a team-building thing.
How much longer you think it'll take?
Well, aiming at Donnie's schematic and the drawings Ken added, it'll be a while until it's finished. But if we had to, we could move on now. Are you sure we shouldn't...
Buck.
Yeah, cry. You know, I'm worried about your dad. He's not himself. He seems tight, wired. He blew up at Hattie today.
I heard he took a walk.
Yeah, right, in broad daylight. You know how dangerous that could be?
Well, maybe Tion...
I talked with him. He said he won't force it.
What about Doc Charles?
Now, Doc says he takes his problems to Ray, not the other way around.
Well, Dad's good at giving advice, but not taking it.
But you see it, don't you?
Sure. I mean, but what do you expect? He's used to flying all over the world. Now he goes nowhere in daylight except maybe Palwaukee once in a while. Yeah, we use aliases, wondering when they'll find us. It's enough to drive anybody crazy.
Well, if nobody else will do it.
Shh.
What?
Do you hear that?
Mama knows.
Yeah. Mama knows.
Ray, hey, yeah, what's the plan this morning, Ray?
Same as always. We gotta start building walls down here. Where's Doc?
Well, I haven't seen him. Might be with Hattie.
Where's she?
Other side.
Yeah, right. Training for the Commando Olympics.
Ray, Doc's got me worried. He looked awful yesterday.
What do you mean?
Well, I saw yellow in his eyes. Noticed it last night.
Well, he's the doctor. Let him worry about himself. What's your schedule today? Magazine or shelter?
You're the boss. You tell me.
I could use you downstairs, but... well, suit yourself.
Okay. Ray. Ray, we need to talk.
While they unload the rest, I want you to meet somebody.
I'm right behind you, David.
Corporal Christopher, your office now.
Oh, you didn't look too pleased. You want me to wait outside?
I hold the cards here, Mac. Come on in.
Just the same, David. You have to give a little respect to get it, you know?
Trust me, Mac. It's under control.
You're riding them pretty rough.
Gotta let them know who's boss. Surely you're not planning on walking in without knocking, are you, Corporal? Shut the door and knock, Corporal.
This guy even knocks sarcastically. Not that you don't deserve it.
Enter.
Oh, whoa. Excuse me, ma'am.
Spare me, Captain. Since when am I required to knock to enter my own office?
Sit down, Mac.
Well, how about when the lady sits
I'm not
down.
Giving her permission to sit.
Oh, for crying out loud. Sit down.
Captain McCullum. This is Corporal Annie Christopher. Annie? Mac.
Have a seat, Captain. Your Neanderthal chauvinism's noted.
Excuse me?
If we're going to work together, you can quit treating me like a little woman.
David, maybe I ought to just...
Mac. Corporal, everything of yours is mine as long as you're under my command. I'll put my feet where I want, sit where I want, and you'll do what I tell you. Understood?
Clearly.
Well, then come here.
Director, could I suggest that maybe...
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good, huh?
Wait a second. What's going on here?
But I think Mac's about to have a coronary.
Oh, you both are a couple of brats.
It was his idea. Said he wanted to see your reaction.
Uh-huh.
Well, it worked, too.
Great. Fine, I've been had. Miss Christopher, a bit of housekeeping first. Do you mind tipping your hat back just a bit?
Not a problem. David and I did this the day we met.
I see. Well, there it is. Thank you, sister.
And for the record, Captain McCullum.
Yes?
I can't stand working for either of you.
Ah.
Personnel has a standing request from me demanding that I be reassigned.
Mm-hmm. I see.
The director of my department is condescending and unbearable.
I see that.
And the captain of the Condor is unbearably sexist.
Why, thank you.
But I've told personnel that she's not to be catered to. Annie's caused trouble in every department she served, and it's payback time. She stays right where she's at.
Well, what do you know? A good old-fashioned love story right under Carpathia's nose.
Ray. Ray, we need to talk.
Yeah. We do need to talk. And the first thing on the list is this entrance. We need to make it impossible to detect.
All right.
Any ideas?
Okay, well, I've been kind of noodling on it.
I'm all ears.
All right, well, you know the freezer in the other duplex?
The smelly one.
Yeah, that one. We move that over here, stock it with what looks like spoiled food, then we hinge the food trays at the back.
Okay.
And anyone who peeks in won't look for long because of the smell. They'll never think to lift the food trays, but if they do, they'll find a false bottom that opens to the stairs to the shelter. Meanwhile, we put a wall over the current basement door.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Good.
Now we just got to keep it from Hattie.
Terrific, Fortunato. Can I use your phone, Annie?
Help yourself.
Thanks. This is Mac McCollum returning his call. Yes, ma'am. Friday? All right. And how many guests? All right. Actually, no, ma'am. Tell him there was a snag with that shipment. He'll have to talk with the purchasing director about that. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Fortunato's agreed to a face-to-face with our old friend Gumo. Looks like I get to go to Africa on Friday.
Who?
Ngali Ngumo.
Oh, yeah, the UN guy.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Gumo thinks he's meeting with Nikolai. Probably wondering when Carpathia is going to make good on all his promises.
Yeah, imagine what the potentate must have promised him to get him to pony up the secretary generalship.
Well, we'll know on Friday. At least I will.
They let you sit in on these meetings?
David, you haven't told her?
Nope. Well, feel free.
Aha. Well, looks like you're not the only ones with a secret. Corporal, come with me, please.
Tion, you okay?
Cameron, come in, please. Just resting my eyes.
Praying?
Without ceasing. How are you, my friend? Still worried about your father-in-law?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to talk with him. Have you seen Doc Charles?
We usually share an early breakfast, but I was alone this morning. I've been writing. Cameron, I have no idea how long this lull may last between the fifth and sixth woes. I'm trying to decide if...
Yeah, Doc, forgive me. I would love to hear this, but I...
Yes, of course. You should check in on Dr. Floyd. Go. Call if you need me.
Doc Charles? Floyd? Floyd, are you in there? Doc? Doc, it's almost 3 o'clock. Doc? Doc, you all right?
I was afraid of this.
You're burning up. What is it? What's wrong?
Your vehicle here.
Well, yeah, why?
You gotta get me to Young Memorial.
Yeah, Doc, we can't go out.
My eyes still yellow?
Oh, I wish they were.
Bloodshot.
Understatement.
No white showing?
None.
I'm in trouble, Buck. Get your car.
So the, what you call it, reverse thing?
Yeah, reverse intercom.
Yeah, that lets you hear everything in the cabin?
Yeah, you say it, I can hear it.
Amazing.
Yeah, something, isn't it?
Amazing you haven't been caught.
Why, are you kidding? They discover it now. I had nothing to do with it. Rayford installed it. He's the traitor, and we don't know where he is, right?
Mac, doesn't it bother you lying about Rayford?
What, to the Antichrist? Are you serious? Annie, my life is a lie to him. If he thought I knew where Rayford was, they'd torture me in a second. They got what they wanted, they'd plant me in some hole.
So the end justifies the means?
Yeah, I sleep at night.
Well, I'll sleep a little better myself, knowing you're listening to Carpathia.
Yeah, you know, actually, Leon's more entertaining.
Ooh, wish I could go with you.
Yeah, me too. By the way, how's your first officer? Still worried he's on to you?
Yeah, not anymore, David. Got him promoted. He's going to be Pompous Maximus's pilot.
Pompous Maximus? Very nice. You know, you have to get the whole thing right, though. It's His Excellency Pompous Maximus Peter II.
Yeah, but that takes too long. I just call him Pete.
You should see the plane he's worth. Nikolai and Leon are livid.
Wait, better than this one?
50% larger. It costs twice as much. I'm taking delivery in a week.
And they approve that?
They're setting him up.
Wow, heard that before.
You think his new pilot can fly it?
He can fly anything. I really liked him. I mean, good skills, but a total Carpathia freak. I wanted to talk to him, you know, but couldn't risk it. And besides, he was getting pitched by a believer in C-Sector.
Maintenance? I didn't know he had any believers over there.
Yeah, truth is, we don't anymore. My guy ratted him out. Nobody's heard from him in 2 weeks.
That doesn't sound good.
So, Peter's new pilot, you bringing in a believer to replace him?
Yeah, if I can sneak him past personnel.
Anybody I know?
Jordanian, former fighter pilot. Abdullah Smith.
You have to have some idea.
I'm a fool. I felt this coming on for months, telling myself I was just imagining it. Then the vision started to go. I should have contacted the CDC. Too late now.
Well, Doc, I don't follow you. How could you have ever...
Let's just say figured out what almost killed Hattie and contracted it somehow.
What?
In layman's terms, it's like time-release cyanide. Gestates for months. When it finally kicks in, if it's what I got, it's over. Treating the symptoms useless.
So, where are you from, Annie?
Canada. I was flying here from Montreal when the earthquake hit. Lost my whole family.
You weren't a believer at the time, I take it?
No. No, never went to church except for weddings and funerals. We didn't care enough to be atheists, but, you know, that's basically what we practiced.
So how'd you wind up here?
Well, after the disappearances, Carpathia made a lot of sense. You know, the voice of reason, man of compassion, yeah. The whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, the day I got the job here was the happiest of my life. My whole family celebrated and took me to the airport. Never saw him again.
What happened?
Losing them happened. The earthquake. I was devastated. I'd never lost anybody close, ever. I was a mess.
You don't have to talk about it if you don't want
to. No, I want to. They wouldn't let me go back. I wanted to kill myself. And then I found the website.
You found Sion.
I couldn't believe it. His tone was so warm. You know, it was like he was telling me what was happening, what to expect. I clicked on the site that said, "For those who mourn," nearly fainted. Somehow I knew this man had something for me. I kept that transcript with me for a long time.
And she memorized it.
What? You memorized an entire Ben Judah message?
Dear troubled friend, you may be mourning the loss of a loved one who either disappeared in the rapture or has been killed in the ensuing chaos. I pray God's peace and comfort for you.
That's incredible, Annie.
He explained everything. I saw how right he'd been about the prophecies. He explained how to pray, how to confess your sin, how to tell God you need him. So I did.
And that's where I come in.
He called me into his office. I was terrified. He tells me he knows I'm a believer and he can see it on my face.
Must have seen your mark.
Mm-hmm. That's when I knew I was in with both feet.
Well, I gotta tell you, I'm really glad you are, Annie.
Gentlemen, if I said it was good to see you again, I'd be stretching the truth. What seems to be the trouble?
Well, it's Doc here. He's
Leah. Leah. I was working for a patient. You remember the pregnant girl?
Yes.
She... I think I have contracted one of she was.
Oh, come on. Hold on, Doc.
God help us. All right, this way. Buck, grab his arm.
Okay, I got it.
Come on.
Where are we going?
We'll have to take him upstairs. We'll use the service elevator. It's closer.
All right.
Oh, hold on.
All right.
Here, get him in. Go ahead.
Here.
If you see anyone, hide your faces. Just don't make it obvious.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough to hide our two marks.
I know you understand what real danger is, Mr. Williams. I'd appreciate it if you'd not underestimate mine.
No, I didn't mean anything. I know you're taking a chance.
Listen up. Your friend is dying. It may already be too late.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Assassins by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry with music by Steve Witt. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.